Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Sunday morning. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift this beautiful Sunday. It's going to be in the 90s today. Very hot. Did you get outside at all yesterday, Derek? Yeah, beautiful day. Got out on the boat. Kind of a long spring after a beautiful March. We actually had some pretty lousy weather lately, but this weekend is really making up for a lot of that. So we've got a good chunk of stories to cover through today, so let's kind of jump into what we need to do. If you need to reach me, Gary@thedailydrift.com is the email for the show. You can contact me, send in your comments, or you can call us. 734-822-1600 is the WHAM call-in line. What we do on the Drift is rehash all the stories that I've put up on the Daily Drift for you during the week. And the Daily Drift is a blog. You can get it currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. And what I do is bring all the information from the internet that you don't see on the liberal media. And this is information that you can go through and you need to look at, because if you're going to be an informed voter this election year, you need to stay abreast of the current situation. And you're not going to get that from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC. You just don't. Those people are not giving you the information you need. You can go to all the sites like Drudge and Michael Savage, but I do that for you. And I bring those stories that are close to home and those stories that you really should know about and bring them all into one spot. So go to the Daily Drift and keep abreast of the situation that you need to. And if you have the time, then you can follow those links to all those wonderful sites and catch the news that you need to make a decision this year. So our sponsor this half hour is Max Marina. 9876 Main Street, right in Whitmore Lake. Max Marina is the only full-service marina on Whitmore Lake. You can reach them at 734-449-4706. I think they're all booked up for slips for the season, but you can go to www.maxmarina.com. That's M-A-C-S-marina.com. And you can rent boats, check out the lake life on Whitmore Lake. Beautiful lake. It was absolutely wonderful yesterday. And the lake is warming up quite rapidly, so a good time to be boating, swimming, fishing, sailing if you're into that sort of thing. And Max also has a whole new line of boats, so give them a call, 734-449-4706. Now, the Current is out for June. If you haven't gotten it, you can go to currentonline.com. You can subscribe to it, but when it's free online, why would you? We now deliver to 35,000 homes, so hopefully you're in that area that gets those. And it'll be wonderful if you do, but if not, you can still get it for free online. All right, let's go local. There was a religious freedom protest Friday down at the Diag at the U of M. And unlike some of the liberal protests that you see, this was a bunch of more right-wing, Christian-oriented people who were having a rally to promote their freedom. Now, we've talked about it on this show. Obamacare is mandating through Health and Human Services a mandate that says you have to pay for contraception for your employees if you are an employer. That means Catholic hospitals, Catholic churches, Christian companies have to pay for contraception, even if you don't believe it. Now, that's been something big in the Catholic faith for a long time, and I know not all Catholics believe in that, but it goes to the heart of our religious freedom, plain and simple. You should not be forced to do something against your conscience. And right or wrong, whether you agree with these people or not, you should have that choice. And our own WHAM's Dr. Reverend Levon Yule kind of led this down at the Diag. He spoke for a long time, and he had the great term, "Yes, we have the audacity to stand in the name of God," said he. And if you ever listen to Reverend Yule on, is he still doing the roundtable, abolitionist roundtable here, Derek, or is he not here anymore? Oh, bummer. Well, Phil and Dell are still here. They're doing it, though. Great show. Tune in on Saturdays, I think, to listen to those guys. But there was a lot of people who went down to the Diag, several hundred anyways, and there were these religious rallies all across the country, about 164 of them, including 13 right here in Michigan. And one of the people who was speaking said, the men and women who came to this nation didn't come because the federal government gave them rights. That was Dr. Ewell. They came in the name of God. And that's true. I mean, I don't even know if they teach the story of the pilgrims in our liberal schools anymore. But they did. The pilgrims came here, and they wanted not only a better life for themselves, but they wanted to be able to worship in a way that they felt was good, not the way King George wanted them to worship. And that's kind of one of the fundamental points of America. We allow you to worship in the way you choose. We don't discriminate against Islam. I don't know if you've not noticed, there is a lot of Muslim temples, or whatever it is they call them now, mosques, sorry, and they're popping up everywhere. So we don't discriminate against Islam. Now try building a Catholic church in Saudi Arabia. That's not going to happen. So when the United States government decides to just take a slice of that religious freedom through this mandate, that opens a door to a lot of things. And you got to be careful of that, because you don't want the next step to come, that slippery slope that everyone talks about. Stay out of religion. You should not be legislating that a religious order needs to do anything that's against their conscience. Tough situation, but it's one more reason why we need to get rid of Obamacare. It's one more reason we need to get rid of Mr. Obama himself by de-electing him this year. Hopefully we're all getting smart enough. But I guess in this story at AnnArbor.com, I still find AnnArbor.com to be a very liberal paper. I mean, it's not the Ann Arbor News anymore, but nothing's really changed other than the hypocrisy of it, because Ann Arbor News closed down, got rid of the union printers, cut their costs, and then started AnnArbor.com. And they did this in the name of savings and whatnot. But as a liberal paper, they got rid of their own union people. Does this ring any bell to you union people out there? Liberals and unions, you shouldn't be together, because you know what? A true liberal doesn't stand for anything that you as a union worker stand for. You're just a pawn to be used. But as I read through this, I had to go through the comments section underneath at AnnArbor.com. And one of the things I don't have at currentonline.com is a space for people to send in their comments and talk. I'd like to do that, but I want to do it in a way that you have to stand behind your comments with your name. When you have bloggers who use aliases, who use synonyms or whatever as their taglines, you should be able to stand behind what you speak. I do every month. I put things in the paper and I stand behind it. People don't like it, they email and call me. They say, Gary, I don't like what you said. And that's perfectly fine. I just simply tell them, well, tell me what you don't like and send it back and I'll print it too. But you got to put your name on it. Stand up for what you believe in and put your name behind it. If you have to hide behind some name on some website, you're pathetic. Is it uncomfortable getting out of your box and speaking your piece? Yes. But that's what America's about, standing up for yourself, standing up for your views. So I went through a lot of these comments on AnnArbor.com and was astounded by the hate here in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Excuse me. The hate that comes toward anybody with Christian values. Why are they any different than people with Islamist values? Why are they any different than somebody with Wiccan values? I mean, there's both sides of the coin here. I'm sure there are those Christians who are a little extremists who don't believe in the gay marriage and all that stuff. But you got to watch that slippery slope. We have to be aware of what the Obama administration, the progressive left, wants to do. Because if they go after the Christians and the Catholics, what are they going to do next? Are they going to come after the Wiccan people? You can't cut that branch down and use it in your ceremony because you're hurting the tree. You see where I'm going with this? First they came for the Christians, and then they're going to come for the Satanists. I mean, there are some laws. You can't be slaughtering goats for your religion. But you still have to be careful of that slippery slope. So let's not be hating here in Ann Arbor. Now, go back and look at the comments some of you people write on that website. It's kind of disgusting. Where's the love, Ann Arbor? Liberal left? Hippie town? Where's the love? Where's the love for the Christians? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get on with the rest of our show. See you on the other side.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
Hi, I'm Tom Buttman from Gene Buttman Ford. Did you know that Ford Motor Company buys over 3 million tires a year in the United States? As one of the largest tire purchasers in the world, we'd like to pass the savings on to you. Right now at Gene Buttman Ford Service Center, get a set of four quality brand name tires from Michelin, Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental, Pirelli, Yokohama, and Hankook. We will also beat any competitor's price, guaranteed. Once you buy a set of tires from Gene Buttman Ford, you will receive free rotations and brake inspections for the life of the tires. Ford employees and family members are eligible for an additional 15% off select tires. Gene Buttman Ford Service Center is on Hewitt Road and Washtenaw Avenue, just around the corner from St. Joe's. For more information and money-saving coupons, visit us online at buttmanford.com or call 866-628-5281. And thank you.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com. And in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Trenton, New Jersey to Monterey, California, Toledo to Ishpeming, Wham! Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com.
The views, opinions, and content of this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its management.
I'm reporting live from Firekeepers Casino to investigate the massive amount of winning surrounding Red Lightning jackpots. Folks, these are no ordinary cash bonuses. Red Lightning jackpots start at $25, $50, and $100,000 cash. Simply put, it's three extra ways to win at Firekeepers. Just play any slot, anytime with your Red Hot Rewards Club card, and you could be struck by Red Lightning. Sources say that over $500,000 in cash has been given away this year. Plus, thousands of players have won red hot credits and other shocking prizes. Visit FirekeepersCasino.com to see the current levels for yourself. Oh my. And get to Firekeepers Casino today, because Red Lightning jackpots can strike at any time. See the Red Hot Rewards Club booth for details. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning and welcome back. I am your aforementioned host, Gary Wellings, and glad to have you tuning in. If you haven't tuned in before, we just kind of go over what happened this week in the big news. And I give you my opinion, and I value your opinion as well, 734-822-1600. Or you can email me at gary@thedailydrift.com. Give me your comments. I'll read them on the air if that's what you want, unless they're bad. So the other big news this week was the Wisconsin recall. And I got to say, I'm exceedingly happy that it went the way it did. It shows me that the people of Wisconsin have some common sense. Despite every dollar the unions could throw at it, despite the rhetoric that the unions and the left were throwing at Scott Walker, he prevailed in this recall election. Tom Barrett, who was the liberal minion running against him in this recall election, had to concede fairly early in the evening because the results were coming in quite substantially for Walker. And so he did his concession speech a little early. And I want to play a little bit of this because it kind of shows you the rhetoric coming from even the people who supported Tom Barrett. Let's go with track one, Derek.
Let the votes be counted.
Work together. And I want to thank all of you for the work that you have done. This has been the most amazing experience.
Now that one man, we cut the expletive out of there, but it shows that these people were extremely angry with him. Now, the data was already in. There was no way Tom Barrett would have conceded otherwise. But these people were rude. In fact, Tom Barrett actually got slapped in the face by one of his supporters for conceding too early. And you can dig that up online, too. But it shows that even if you try to do something for the left, there's no thanks behind it. If you fail, and I feel bad for Barack Obama if he loses, because he's going to have a price to pay. People are going to despise him for not winning a second term. And I'm sure George Soros probably won't be happy with him either if he loses a second term. But it shows you that the extremism on the left, we've said this a million times, the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of JFK anymore. This Democratic Party is some crazed, extreme, progressive, liberal, I don't know what it is, but it's certainly not the party of JFK. And they've even warped the values of FDR. Now, you want to talk about a guy who had communists also. Alger Hiss, hello, in his administration. But there was still a value to the Democratic Party back then. This party now is not the Democratic Party that it should be. It doesn't represent working men and women. It doesn't even represent union people. They say they do, but they don't. They're crazed Occupy type people. And for Barack Obama to continue to support that Occupy movement, thank goodness it's kind of going away. Let's see if it doesn't come back. But it tells you something about Barack Obama. He doesn't represent the Democratic Party. He really doesn't. He was a bad choice for the Democrats. I don't understand why. Hillary Clinton, would she have been better? I don't know. I don't think she could have been any worse. But the fact is, the people of Wisconsin voted 53% for Scott Walker versus 46% for Tom Barrett. Now, there were even claims that people were being bussed in to vote illegally in Wisconsin to help the Democrats. That hasn't been proved. But it shows the extent that the unions went to try and get Walker out of office. Some observers said the biggest loss government unions have ever experienced was in Wisconsin this time around. Vincent Vernuccio, Labor Policy Counsel at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, says it will embolden governors and legislators across the country. They'll know that they can stand up for taxpayers against special interests. Let's hope so. Let's hope Governor Snyder takes this to heart as well. He's been kind of avoiding the right to work issue. Even our legislators in the Senate and the House GOP here in Michigan have been avoiding the right to work. You got to stop avoiding it, guys. You have a chance to hammer this home now. If Michigan wants to be competitive, we need right to work. And there shouldn't be any fear of that. Among the reforms that they were fighting against, these union people, was having state employees pay a 5.8% contribution into their pension plans. 5.8%. That's a pretty small amount to put toward your pension, 5.8%, and yet they fought against it tooth and nail. They were asking for 12% of their health care to be paid for by the individual. 12%, not half, a mere 12%. Those are the drastic reforms Scott Walker put into place. Those aren't drastic, they're common sense, and it's working. They balanced the budget in Wisconsin for the first time, I think, in 30 years. Why? Because they did the right thing. They probably haven't gone far enough, frankly. I know we're not going far enough here in Michigan. We're still dealing with pension reform for teachers. But it's not like we're asking you to pay 100%. We're just asking you to pay a little more. Same as the private sector. Invariably, these stories come out about top union brass making a large salary. Well, that's a fact. You know, if you're a union guy, your dues aren't helping you out. Your dues are going to pay some fat cat with a Cadillac or a Continental. Well, they don't even make Continentals anymore, but a Lincoln, a Cadillac, probably a Mercedes. Isn't that the killer? They're buying some foreign car. And I've noticed that in Ann Arbor. You ever notice that in Derrick? Invariably, you see the Mercedes-Benz, the Lexus, driving around town, and it's got an Obama sticker on it. If I was a union guy, I'd be mad as heck. Why do unions support the liberals? They certainly don't support you back. It's become an entitlement society, and that's what the unions, these public service unions, seem to think. Even the private sector union members aren't very sympathetic anymore toward the government unions. They shouldn't be. As a private union guy working for a private company, you earn your living. Most times you probably get represented fairly well. But in a public service union, I'd like someone to call in and give me one instance of a public employee who's been abused by the state, local government they're working for. Tell me how you were abused and why you need protection from a union. I can't buy that anymore. This week, Michigan CapCon, which has links at the Daily Drift, UAW President Bob King didn't show up at a debate with Mackinac Center's President Joe Lehman. He said, I don't believe, this guy that stood in for him was John Barrell, a teacher, a union member from Dearborn. He said, I don't believe our schools will run without collective bargaining. Seriously? There are more than 700 private and independent schools currently operating in Michigan that have no collective bargaining, no union, and they're doing quite well. Facts actually show public school teachers are actually more likely to send their children to these types of schools than the rest of the public. So what do the teachers know that we don't? That they're not doing their jobs in public schools? Not all of them. I don't like to paint anybody with that broad brush. Maybe they're talking about tax-funded schools, taxpayer-funded schools. More than 300 public charter schools are also thriving with no union and no collective bargaining. Enrollment in these types of schools grew more than 55% from 2002 to 2008. While other regular public schools are losing students, the ones without collective bargaining are growing. Why? Because there's something better going on there, folks. Seven states in our country outright forbid collective bargaining. That includes Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. That makes about 20,000 public schools that somehow manage to survive without collective union bargaining. Nine other states have no collective bargaining laws for public school employees. So you can add another 11,000 plus to that list. You don't need collective bargaining to make a school good. I mean, let's face it. We've been dumping millions and millions of dollars more every year into the school system. But what are you getting? Is it getting any better? Our students aren't any smarter. The well-esteemed Ann Arbor School District, I don't think, is all that good. They're not teaching what we learned back in the day. They're teaching other things now. Spend a little time talking to your children. Ask them some of the questions that you learned in grade school and junior high. Simple questions. Who was Ben Franklin? What did Daniel Boone do? Ask those questions and see if your children can even tell you who those guys are. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. Record rainfall pounding the central Gulf Coast with more on the way.
It's not done. There's a lot more rain that's going to be moving in over the next 3 to 4 days. So the pattern kind of continues with us. And unfortunately, for a lot of places, we're going to see some really significant rain falling again.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Some had to evacuate by boat. Wildfire spreading in northern Colorado along with evacuation orders. Deputies going door to door.
I was in on the Old Flowers Road, keeping watch out. Well, my last firefighter was in there, and he tried to get to a property we were reported may have somebody in it. He had to flee. The fire was on him.
Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith, 8,000 acres burned. A multiple shooting at an apartment complex near Auburn University in Alabama. Police are not confirming reports of three people dead. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The 2012 summer kicks off in Hamburg Township with the 7th annual Hamburg Family Fun Fest on Wednesday, June 13th and runs through Saturday, June 16th. To learn more, visit HamburgFunFest.com or by calling 586-861-7209. Congressman Tim Walberg is hosting an open house for students interested in attending a U.S. Military Service Academy for college. It'll be Wednesday, June 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Baker College, 2800 Springport Road in Jackson. For more information on how to become one of the nation's future leaders, call 517-780-9075. The 23rd annual Savas Health Expo will be Saturday, June 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hellenic Cultural Center, 36375 Joy Road in Westland. One $25 fun packet admission ticket includes a complimentary breakfast and lunch, free blood pressure, hearing test, BMI test, and much more. Low-cost medical screenings will be available during the expo for an extra fee. The Savas Health Expo is an annual fundraiser. This year, proceeds are going to Saints Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church in Westland. To learn more, call 248-356-5033. Join the Washtenaw Wanderers Walking Club for their Summer Solstice Sunset Stroll Wednesday, June 20th. It'll be at Ingalls Mall, top of the park at 915 East Washington Street in Ann Arbor. There will be two guided evening walks with a 5K or a 10K option at each start time. This walk is free for all participants who register before starting the walk. For more information, visit AVA.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. Or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
Do we live in a society right now where nobody wants something for nothing? Do you honestly, without a doubt, believe that?
Nobody wants a handout. Nobody wants to get something for nothing.
Let's just go back a couple of years. Remember this oldie but goodie right here from Southeast Michigan.
Why are you here?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
I don't know. His stash.
Don't miss the Clark Cast live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Notice on the calendar there, they mentioned Congressman Wahlberg's open house for the service academies. Last week, I think I gave you the wrong date, June 13th from 5 to 7 at Baker Road or Baker College in Springport, on Springport Road. It's out in Jackson, 517-780-9075. Now, that's for students, juniors and seniors, who want to go to maybe a military academy, West Point, the U.S. Naval Academy, Air Force, Marines. There is also the Merchant Marine and the Coast Guard. A lot of people don't know that, and there are some spots that remain open because nobody thinks about going into the Merchant Marine. Now, I actually sit on that committee for Congressman Tim and help get to pick, interview those kids that go to these service academies. So if you got good grades, you want to serve your country, become a leader, the service academy is a great option. I mean, it's a tough interview process to go through, but it's an incredible learning experience. So if you're a senior or a junior in high school and you're thinking about maybe a career in the military, or just you want to do something that gives you more leadership skills, go to this open house, see what it's about. You'll get to talk to the different branches of service, and you'll actually get to hear from Congressman Tim. Will show up out there. And I'm going to try and go myself. I don't know that I can get away on Wednesday to go do that. I think that's Wednesday. But do yourself a favor, go to the open house and talk to these guys, because you know what? It'll give you a whole nother career opportunity to look at if you're a young student coming out of high school. So the open house service academy, Wednesday, June 13th, I think, 5 to 7 out in Jackson. It's about an hour, 45 minutes from here. So a good thing to take your kid out to if he's interested at all in doing that. So our sponsor this half hour is the Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, Current Newspaper, currentonline.com. We now deliver to 30,000 homes, drop off another 5,000, and have grown our paper five times its size in 5 years. So if you want to advertise in the Current, give Sam Iaquinto a call, 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com and you can get the information there. But a great way to grow your business and get your branding done by growing it with us at the Current Newspaper. So I wanted to move on, but there was one other thing I wanted to talk about with Wisconsin. Now, if you can scroll down at the Daily Drift, go to currentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift. About Wednesday of this last week, I had an article, a link to an article and a video of a Marine, former Marine, now employed elsewhere. I guess you're never a former Marine, but this guy did his service as a Marine and went to the Democratic rally, the one in particular that Bill Clinton spoke at. And he had his Scott Walker support sign because he was in a private union and opted out when he had the chance. didn't like what his union dues were going to. And this Marine was subjected to profanity, to abuse from these extreme liberal union thugs who were at this rally. And when you click on that link and watch that video, he speaks very well, defends himself against a nasty crowd very well. And when you see that video on YouTube, you'll also see some adjacent videos of that. He ended up getting arrested simply because he was speaking his piece, but it was different than the union thuggery going on around him. And it's criminal to see one of our military people treat it in this fashion by a bunch of people who care nothing for anybody except themselves. Go and watch, do yourself a favor and watch that video. Scroll down Wednesday of this last week and watch that video. So go to the Daily Drift and check that one out. I wanted to move on and talk about the other big story that's kind of happened really over the last couple of months. It hasn't just been this week, but it broke big time this week. President Barack Obama secretly ordered a sophisticated wave of cyber attacks against Iranian nuclear enrichment facilities, according to the New York Times. This is the New York Times, which is a big supporter of Obama, of course. It was actually started under George Bush in 2006, but Obama decided to accelerate the program. This included the Stuxnet virus that wrecked the Iranian centrifuges in their Natanz plant, which is part of their nuclear program. American officials revealed for the first time that Stuxnet was developed by the United States and Israel. According, these sources are pretty genuine. They're not named. They source them out as former and current U.S. officials. It is unclear how much the Iranians knew about this code, but it did escape out of their plant and makes its ways around the world as it is. There's another one called Flame that's somehow attached to this as well. But what comes out of this is the fact that this is a security leak. This is something you shouldn't be hearing about. Now, Charles Krauthammer hit it last week because why are these leaks happening? Let's go through those leaks real quick just to tell you what they are. The cyber attack leaked. The kill list that Obama has on his desk and makes those decisions allegedly to kill certain terrorists with the drones in the Middle East. That's been leaked. The information from the Bin Laden raid, SEAL Team 6, leaked to a Hollywood reporter or to a Hollywood producer to make a movie on the killing of Osama Bin Laden. And that actually had a terrible consequence because the doctor in Pakistan, who was using a cover of inoculating people in that region, was actually tracking DNA to track down Osama bin Laden using his family. That doctor did us a great service. Pakistan doesn't see it that way, unfortunately. Pakistan threw that doctor in jail for 33 years for helping us do something they should have been doing. 33 years they sentenced this man to. And the Obama administration outed him. Instead of saying that doctor had nothing to do with us, they said, oh, yeah, he helped us. Threw him under the bus. You want to talk about a bunch of backstabbers. I'm incensed about this. There was also the bomb plot from Al-Qaeda Saudi Arabia. That was leaked. And that put the lives of a British and Saudi intelligence personnel on the line. Those guys can't go back in there and do more work now. You shut us down by doing that. Those are four huge security leaks from our intelligence community through the White House. Now, Obama, of course, got his panties in a bunch and said, I find it offensive that you would accuse my administration of doing this. I find it offensive that you're doing it. I mean, this is almost as bad, maybe worse, than losing that drone in Iran. How did we lose a drone to Iran? One of our top secret drones flies into Iran, lands in one piece, mind you. And we didn't have a self-destruct button. We didn't have something that would stop that information from being used. How do you lose that kind of technology to a country like Iran? Probably the worst enemy, the number one enemy in the world, and for us. And we just gave them a drone. Can they reverse engineer it? you know, the U.S. is saying, no, no, they don't have the technology. Really? They don't have the technology to build a bomb either? Charles Krauthammer said it best, I think. Let's listen to track two, Derek.
It's beyond a problem. It's a scandal. Leaking the details that we saw in that plan about a very, very highly secret operation, the name of the operation, how it worked, when it worked, how it leaked out, the fact that we had Israeli cooperation, the name of the secret Israeli unit, all that was missing were the Hebrew names of the Israeli agents and their street addresses in Jerusalem. You wonder how an administration could do this, could allow all of these secrets out and jeopardize our what we've done, simply as a way to boost the president in election year. I think it is a scandal.
Scandal. But how much did you really hear on ABC, NBC, and CBS about it? You're only hearing about it because GOP congressional and Senate members are pushing it. Ah, but not just the GOP this time. Even liberal progressive Senator Dianne Feinstein finds it scandalous. Let's go with track three, Derek. This is liberal Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein talking about the
leaks. I think what we're seeing, Wolf, is an avalanche of leaks, and it's very, very disturbing. You know, it's dismayed our allies. It puts American lives in jeopardy. It puts our nation's security in jeopardy. And if you look at terrorism, intelligence is fundamental to knowing what's going to happen and prevent it from happening in the first place. So I think the FBI should continue its investigation. We're going to do ours. I think Armed Services has announced an investigation. I think this should take place.
So will there be joint hearings between the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee? Are you in favor of that?
Well, I am in favor of it. I suggested this to Senator Levin, the chairman, last evening, and it's up to him. So we will see what comes of that.
Chairman Senator Levin, let's see if Carl Levin has the audacity to actually run these investigations, to appoint an independent counsel or ask for it. Probably not, because Levin doesn't want to do anything to hurt his good buddy Barack Hussein Obama. I doubt that Carl Levin listens to this show. He probably doesn't listen to this station, but if you are Senator Carl, how about doing the right thing and investigating this and putting an end to this? Because if Barack Obama can't hire the right people in his administration to keep a secret, then he should not be president. Did Barack Obama order the leak? I don't know. Probably not. I guess I would blame it on the campaign people as opposed to himself. I would hope that he's not that stupid. But somebody in that administration should be fired. And they should actually be charged criminally. That's treason. Letting that kind of stuff loose is insane. If this were George Bush doing this, we wouldn't hear the end of it. Wouldn't hear the end of it. The media would be all over him. That's the same way the media hasn't really spoken about Walker. If Walker had been recalled, we'd still be talking about it this weekend. It'd be the biggest news of the week. But because it's conservative, a conservative one, let's not talk about that. Don't want to give him anything extra. This story is huge. This is Barack Obama's campaign people trying to find a way to make him look better, to give him something to talk about this election, because his economic record sucks. This man has nothing to run on, and that's why you get the smoke in the mirrors. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up, try and get some more of this information. See you on the other side.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense. There are a few things in life that you enjoy that simply have to be good. You need good music, good friends, and good beer and wine. Well, the next time you get together with good friends, get yourself some really good wine from the Ann Arbor Wine Cellar. A name that's easy to remember and prices that allow you to get your favorites and try something new. With more than 500 craft brews and over 3,000 wine labels, the Ann Arbor Wine Cellar gives you an ever-changing and deliciously diverse selection. In addition to magnificent wines, the Ann Arbor Wine Cellar offers a global selection of beer and wine. Visit aawinecellar.com or check them out on Facebook. Visit the Ann Arbor Wine Cellar today at the back of the Plymouth Road Mall near Kroger, just about a mile west of US 23. 2721 Plymouth Road for your GPS. The Ann Arbor Wine Cellar, from their local family to yours.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. So we're hot on the trail of White House leaking of security information. Now, Obama calls it offensive that anyone would accuse his administration of doing this, but somebody in the administration did it. The New York Times printed it. You know, I highly doubt the New York Times is going to fabricate something up. They've got some kind of a reputation, not much, but some kind of a reputation to uphold. So in response to this calling out by Congress and the Senate to investigate this, Eric Holder has appointed two of his staff to investigate these leaks. And one of them is Rod J. Rosenstein, who was originally appointed by George Bush. So there's your Republican-leaning, conservative-leaning investigator. And the other one is Ronald Machin, who actually grew up in Detroit. He is the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. And he is going to investigate, along with Mr. Rosenstein, these claims of security leaks at the White House. But oddly enough, this guy was appointed by Barack Obama. Not only that, over the years, he has now donated $4,350 to Obama's campaigns. So how independent is that? It's not. They still work for the Obama administration. They work for the Justice Department. They work for Eric Holder, who we all know twists the Justice Department's mission in any way he chooses to, for, shall we say, push his agenda, which is not what an attorney general is supposed to be doing. Now, Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan here states that he his committee will formally investigate the leaks, but he's concerned about the level of cooperation he would get from the two government agencies involved in this. He doesn't believe it either. I mean, this is going to require a little more than a couple of Eric Holder cronies digging into this, because you know what? Someone in that administration, someone near the top, who sat in on this information, leaked it. I don't know who it is, but somebody darn close to the president leaked this information, and this should suffer the consequences, because you can't have that kind of leaks going out there. Now, of course, Obama's Jay Carney said, no, the administration does not support an independent investigation into themselves. Well, of course they don't. Why would they? They don't want to look any worse before the election. I can't wait to see Jay Carney squirm over the next few weeks on this one. So let's look a little closer at Eric Holder, probably the worst attorney general in U.S. history. That's my opinion, of course. But he's been getting grilled again this week on the Fast and Furious because more and more documentation is coming out, and this documentation is showing that top people at the Justice Department did indeed know guns were walking in the Fast and Furious case, and that the agent, Brian Terry, got killed as a result of these guns. Let's go with track four. This is Congressman Jason Chaffetz speaking to Eric Holder. Let's go with that track, Derek.
You claim with passion that nobody at the senior levels of the Department of Justice prior to the death of Brian Terry knew that guns were walking, and I've got an email from Jason Weinstein using the term guns walking.
I think we went through this exercise before. That refers to wide receiver, not Fast and Furious.
That's not what the February 4th letter that was sent to the United States Congress said. It said that the ATF never uses those tactics.
And
never.
We said
that is, and that's not true.
And we said that letter was inaccurate. It was ultimately withdrawn. But the email that you just read, and this is important, that email referred to wide receiver. It did not refer to Fast and Furious. That has to be noted for the record.
No, it doesn't. It says Fast and Furious. Do you think we should try to have Lanny participate in press when Fast and Furious and Laura's Tucson case are unsealed? It's specific to Fast and Furious. That is not true, Mr. Attorney General.
All right, so you hear them backtracking a letter that was inaccurate from a previous hearing back in February, and here he's getting caught in yet another lie. Now, can anybody explain to me why the chief law enforcement official of the United States government, this is the guy who's the head of all law enforcement in this country, is lying to the American public? Getting caught, he's either an incompetent fool or he's the biggest liar on the planet. It's amazing that this guy got, well, it's not amazing he got picked by Barack Obama, but it's amazing he got okayed by the U.S. Senate. People are, I don't know where our U.S. senators are thinking. Debbie Stabenow, why would you vote to confirm this imbecile as U.S. Attorney General? The man can't get his information correct, or he's just a flat-out lying about what's going on at the Justice Department. He has turned over, out of the 140,000 Fast and Furious files that he has, documents, he's turned over 7,600. Now, why wouldn't you just turn them all over? If Congress subpoenas that information, why would you not just say, here it is, go through it? I'm giving you everything. I'm honest. I'm open. I'm the Attorney General. I'm doing things the way they're supposed to be done. Why? Well, maybe this is why. Let's go with track five from Trey Gowdy, congressman from South Carolina, talking to him.
Mr. Attorney General, I want to ask you about a comment attributed to you and then a statement issued by the Department of Justice. In a New York Times interview in December of 2011, you said there is a desire to, quote, get at you because you, quote, consistently take progressive stands. Shortly after that interview, the department issued a statement wherein it said your critics, and I'll quote, your critics rightly view you as a progressive force. The common theme in both of those statements is an apparent belief that you are targeted because you are, to use your term, progressive. So I want to be really clear with you, Mr. Attorney General. I'm not a critic of yours because you consider yourself to be progressive. I'm a critic because I don't think the Attorney General for the United States of America should have any political ideology whatsoever. You are the Attorney General for the entire country, regardless of your political ideology or anyone else's political ideology. You're the Attorney General for everyone. You're a former judge. You're a former U.S. attorney. You're currently the chief law enforcement official for the United States. I don't know what attracted you to the criminal justice system. I haven't had an opportunity to ask you. I can tell you that what attracted me to it was the notion of working solely for a woman who is blindfolded and carries nothing with her except a set of scales and a sword. No political ideology, no agenda, just a set of scales and a sword.
So there you have it. Justice should be blind. And yet Eric Holder only goes after that with that he wants to. If you don't fit his agenda, he won't prosecute you. If you do fit his agenda, he's going to take it on. Until next week, do your homework. Go to currentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and keep abreast of these situations. We'll see you next week.